Okay, this is tough because how do you tell a man that, you know, that he's bad in bed without hurting his fragile ego? How do you tell him that? I was going to say it might be a medical issue. It might be something medical. And by the way, men, especially African-American men, should get checked annually. I am surprised for prostate. I am surprised you have put up with it this long, actually, for 12 years, you say. You could have taught him some things. You could have gently suggested along the way. I think within the 12-year period, long before it has come to this, of course, you know that marriages go through ups and downs. And sex, of course, is a big part of that. I say, you guys, if you're both willing, you both need to talk this out. You need to try to get the spark back in your marriage, some love back in your marriage. And he needs to stop running to mama every time and stay home and fix it. You two have to do it together, though. Steve?
I can't stand having sex with my husband anymore. Next question.
Goodness.
What did you marry him for? Why y'all married? You ain't notice? You ain't see none of this happening? Huh? There was no inkling of anything? Nothing? Huh? Well, all right. All right, here we go. It's gotten progressively worse. He can't last but up to 2 minutes. And his performance in bed is declining more and more. Let me give you a little information here, ladies. When your man is performing that way and it's a time issue with you, I want you to understand something. It ain't that he can't perform, because he is performing. It's just for 2 minutes. Here is the trouble with it. Here is the trouble with it. When a man does that mentally, he's just into himself. And he's not looking at any other side of it. See, that's the shortage of time you're dealing with. He in here, he got his eyes shut. All his mind is wrapped around is what he doing and feeling. And as soon as he feel what he need to feel, party over. You know how many people going through that right now? It's not an issue of can he perform. He is performing. The length of time has to do with your mindset. It's mentally how you approaching this thing. If you in the take mode, take don't take long. But if you in the give mode, give takes some time. See, so he's not interested in pleasuring you at all. The sex that he having ain't for you. The sex he having is for him. See, he done forgot, or he don't know that it's a two-way street, that it's for both of you, that his main job as the man is to pleasure you. He done forgot that. So when you see a guy coming up short like that, it's because mentally it's just about him. Oh, you good to him, but you good to him in 2 minutes. But see, he ain't trying to, he don't care about how you feeling. Because normally it take a little bit more than 2 minutes for her. Yes, Lord. You got to put some time in. This is where you got to know what you're doing.
This about you, Steve.
This is where you got to come on in here. And a key word, you got to come. You got to bring it. That. See, that's what we're talking about now. See that there?
Bringing it.
We're talking about bringing it. I'm talking about to the fullest. I'm talking to where lamps is getting kicked off the nightstand. Wallpaper coming down off the wall. Them corners on them fitted sheets, all four of them up. You in a cocoon now. Look like y'all in a leaf. Your toes is in such a pounce position. You getting cramps in your toes. One that shot all up your leg. Because you are doing your absolute best for her. Your back is tight. Your knees is trembling. You got about 2-3 hairline fractures in your teeth.
Wow.
You're working. Yeah.
You bringing it.
You're working. Yes. Your eyes, now, if anybody was to take a picture of you, your eyes have actual visible veins in them. It's an eye bulging experience. It's a, you couldn't pour water in the crack of your behind. It's locked so tight.
What?
Water would just roll down your back and be on your thigh because you done shut. You done shut it up. You got it locked where it means something to you.
That's 15 minutes right there.
Minimum.
Your elbows have a burning in them because you done locked them.
Yeah.
You in the up position.
Come on, boy.
Your toes is flexed. Every muscle in your calf muscles is pumping. Everything in your back and being is dedicated this moment that you are trying to provide.
Why does it sound like a sermon?
Your pinky
toes. When all your teeth is showing.
See, yes. Why can't you just
every last one, 32 mouth stretched back far as it goes.
Wisdom tooth. Yes, sir.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.